Right, what's happening, everybody? So we have a bit of an issue because I'm gonna notice the audio and this is fucking terrible. But I'm at the forgetting what day it is again. I was meant to be over in the studio to record this intro, but I forgot what day it is. So here we are. Anyways, so this is the intro to a TBX episode that we did a couple of weeks back where we did a quiz and there was absolute chaos in it. It was fucking chaos. It was brilliant and it was exactly what TBX is all about. So we're at the same, fuck it. We're going to release this for all of you to hear it as well. So anybody that isn't signed up to TBX, here's a taster of what TBX is. But this is going to be a one-time only thing. We're not going to be releasing these all the time. This is just a one-time only, just to give us a little taster of what TBX is like. So enjoy the episode. Let us know what you think of it. And yeah. Oh, another thing before I go. The board, gosh, our biggest ever show to date. July 11th, it's a Friday night. This is a little red alert for us. I did a couple of stories on Instagram there last week. And I said to you, if we can get this show sold out by this day next week, which will be Friday of this week. So if we can get the show sold out by Friday, I made a deal that we'll get on the stage. Now, Owen hasn't agreed to that deal yet, but we'll sort something out. We'll do what we can. We'll do our best. But I said to you, we'll get Owen on stage and we'll do a fucking quiz or we'll do something. So if we get the show sold out, that blatant helps in my argument to try and get Owen on. Anyways, enjoy this episode. Get us our tickets to the board, gosh, and see you later. Boom.
Buzz round to the gaff. This is TBX.
Yeah, they're just two boys from the flats, sitting around and when they're having their chats, representing Dublin One. Talk about lakes all day long, get up, la la la, la da da, la da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da.
Place. Once a quarter round, we do a lucky dip and we get a TBX member in the recording episode.
I like that a lot.
What is it?
Once a quarter.
So who's our guest TBX member today?
Darren Clearly. Do you pay €4? Prove that you pay €4 a month. Show me your TBX on your phone there.
Of course.
If he's paying €4 a month, but this is a legend. You're a legend, Darren. Oh my God, you are a legend.
And my most recent played song is?
Recently played song is Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Correct. Belter.
I press play, but it's, yeah, volume is down. Dan, we'll get done for copyright. Big tune. Yeah. Luna, Havana,
Largo, Montego.
Right, will it? Press pause and keep singing.
Jamaica off the Florida Keys.
Are we recording now? Is this live?
Yeah, we're recording.
This is what goes on behind the scenes in Go Loud and Marconi House.
What is this? Someone sent us a video.
Oh, we're going straight into videos?
Yes, we are.
Well, I don't know.
I wanted to do a quiz, but go on.
This isn't a summer project.
It's a cow.
Oh.
Right.
And what?
And the next one, this is all in Leitrim. There's a cow, it's just a picture of Leitrim.
Kip.
Sean. He says, tell the Terry fella to send the money on when he gets a chance.
He's from Leitrim, is he?
Mm.
It's a bold statement he was making last week on that. If anyone proved that he listened to the podcast and he drew me to send him £100,
that would say I'm not shocked.
Shocked? There was people sending driver's licenses and all in.
There was.
To prove that they were living in Leitrim. I was trying to defend him and all. I was like, yeah, you could be anywhere, and he sent his driver's license then.
Right, there's Sean. Sean's number. Do you want to revolute him now?
You revolute me out £124, Jeremy.
To make you the Lord of Guatemala. Sorry, you were saying you have this, you want to bring up something about the quiz.
I want to do another quiz I want a rematch between you two, because I feel like my performance let the quiz down on.
It was shambolic.
Look, it got bleeding out of hand at stages, don't get it twisted, boys, but I'm willing to do another quiz now.
So we could have a good clash of two colossals at the top of the table in a derby on, but the referee let the game down.
I was handing out half points and all.
You lost control, yeah.
I did, boys. Happens, boys. Ask Mark Clattenburg, did it ever happen? It happens, Owen. Sometimes the crowd gets on top of you.
It was like Holland and Yugoslavia in Euro 2000. Complete carnage.
Yeah.
You want to see his Euros and World Cup knowledge?
It's very impressive.
Off the Richter scale.
Maybe that was Euro 20. Or that was Euro 2004, excuse me.
Yugoslavia weren't in Euro 2004.
Definitely not on. Fire check.
Maybe it was...
No, yeah, if I'm right, I want the point. I'm 1-0 up. If
hang on.
Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia didn't exist in 2004.
Long gone on.
Duke, stop, would you?
90s. Hang on, maybe it was Czech Republic.
Kosovo took it away.
You fucking head case.
Maybe it was Czech Republic.
He gets super aggressive in the quizzes.
Yeah.
Have to.
Anyway.
Well,
I think it was Czech Republic. My point is, right, Terry lost control completely.
I'm changing the subject.
There was elbows, two footers flying in.
Yeah.
Off the ball stuff was happening everywhere.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get a handle on things.
No.
But before we start doing, we let you repeat that fiasco, right? We reward you with another quiz. I have participated in both the spelling bee and the quiz. So it's my turn to run something.
You'd want to run a half marathon, you dough box.
I already did.
You did.
No, I just thought I'd say that again.
Of all the things.
I just thought I'd throw her out there.
He's done recently and you haven't.
I just thrown her out there, boys.
I mentioned Hyrox now, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, here we go, eh? Right, are you ready for your first question?
What?
Did you agree to the quiz?
Well, hang on, who's what?
It's a, boys.
These are all coming at the king. So basically, I'm involved in this some way. Owen doesn't want this smoke anymore.
You lost.
I won the spelling bee and the quiz.
This, hang on. Did Ireland lose to France when Henri handballed it? No, that got called into disrepute because the rules are broken.
Did Ireland go
to
the World Cup?
To France, though.
They did lose
to France.
They
didn't. Then why did they get 8 million off fucking UEFA?
They did lose to France, though.
Why would they compensate it then if there was no wrong?
Gavin.
Doesn't matter. On the record, yeah, I didn't lose. The game was called
you
a
did
disrepute.
Lose.
The
but
game
you did lose.
Doesn't count as a loss. That'll get revoked. That will get revoked off my record now when this all
so
comes
that's
through.
Up to the listeners.
Right.
So
you're the one who was actually calling her out saying that we need to do it again.
I'm taking a loss.
Everyone stop screaming.
We're all losing.
What's going on?
We're all losing in here. Wasn't even involved in a loss.
I quite like you as a quiz master. It brings out a whole different side of you.
I pushed her up enough. See me?
Phone voice.
You're a lot more thoughtful and measured.
Can we put some rules in place?
That's a half a point.
And someone does tell me. Someone does tell me what's going on. Who's in the? Are we doing a quiz?
Why am I here?
I'm stating the rules. Darden, you just enjoy. Right? Are you happy?
Turn that mic down to you a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm bringing it.
He does look like a competition winner, doesn't he?
Right, are you ready?
Well, I'm putting her out there.
Very snazzy half sip.
What date is it today? It's in May, yeah? At the end of June, we're bringing in a TBX member to do one of this.
I'm a TBX member.
Yeah, so we're doing one again next month.
Okay.
Right, listen.
Should we probably just let people know who Darren is?
Darren is...
The head of goal out.
The head of goal out.
You happy with that, Darren?
Who made the mistake of walking into the studio to say hello shortly before this began.
I was summoned. Terrence needed a favour and then he tried to bribe me to buy him coffee and then he tried to figure out how much he'd have to pay me to go for coffee from and then realised it wouldn't be worth it.
It's not a bribe if someone says I will give you money.
Things did not go out of hand.
Things got out of hand. You said some things that you'd be sacked over.
Perry, you offered £42.50 for someone to go and get you a coffee.
That's not a bribe.
Yeah, but it's up there with the man who buys a car when he can't drive.
It is. No, come here. It's definitely a poor financial position.
More money than sense.
Why are you picking up for him? All the time, I spend more time with you than you do with him. And you're picking up for him.
Think about that then. What does that say about you?
Yeah, this isn't good, is it?
No, not really.
Right, can we establish what's happening?
Yeah, I'm going to put the ground rules down if you would stop.
Stop what?
Yeah. Right.
Calm, stop trying to rewrite history.
Look.
You've got a real problem with rewriting history.
Calm, look at me. Teach ever do that to you?
All the time.
Oh, here's
look at the show footballs that they're coming in with coffee.
Oh,
sorry, no. Siobhan Walsh, pull up a seat and a microphone, Siobhan. You're getting in on this episode as well. The whole team is. Yeah. If someone threw a grenade into this room, go out to go bust in the morning.
He's not wrong. Oh, that's only because Owen is here. They bring nothing to the table. Come on.
Thank God. You're a legend,
thank
I swear
you.
To God.
Thank you. We'll revolute you.
Oh, you won't, your sheep.
Revolute Sean is money.
Don't bring it up. Shut up. Right.
Hey, you're the quiz master. You can't speak like that.
You can't speak to your essence like that.
Can I speak?
No. So does the quiz master.
How did he become the quiz master?
Look at me.
Half
and
point
the captain now.
The half point
I got for coming down on Yugoslavia.
You're starting off half point down.
Now listen to me.
Yes.
We're doing a quiz.
Yeah.
Between who?
You and Owen. I want the rematch.
How many questions?
I'm going to get forced to three. The last one was forced to five. That I listened
can
back
we not
now.
Have three each?
Three each?
I like the forced to three because there's a possibility that there will be more than three questions.
It took a while.
It won't this time because I'm prepared now. I'm after having a week of trying to...
Okay, fine, get on with it.
A week. You like that.
Half point down. He's about the half point down.
What about a minus
it's
point
forced to three. Even if his win here is around point
what
five.
What did you have a week doing?
Revising.
Revising.
I listened back. I was realising I was giving half points. I deducted on a point and all at once.
Guardiola in the lab watching
yeah.
back the footage.
Overthinking yeah. it. Yeah.
I had the tactics board in the ship now. The dog on me lapping on. Right, I was ready.
Quadrants, triangles.
It was going first.
Do rock, paper, scissors. You're not allowed to hold your hand, your pocket or behind
fuck's sake. I beat going at this. Ready on, watch this. So listen, it's 1, 2, 3, go. So yeah. 1, 2, 3, and then the next movement.
Yeah,
has
I get
the
it.
Symbol.
I get it.
You never know. You never know. Right, ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. Yes, beat him again. 1-0. Calvin wins. I got undefeated at rock, paper, scissors.
Calvin Master is going to ask for less.
I'm in his head.
Less
I'm
talking.
I bought a gaff and a half when I could be living in his head for free.
Calvin has won with paper. Owen picked rock.
Right, thanks for the commentary, Darden. Sorry, I also beat you at Connect 4 before we come in here.
You did, but I let you win.
Stay something here. Calvin, you're going to go a point down if you keep getting in his head.
Ooh.
Not in my head.
The half point. Right,
Calvin,
are you ready?
Go for it.
And another thing before we... Screaming. Sorry.
It could be, bedtime for someone.
Coffee.
Listen, before we start, now I'm making this clear. Here's the rules, right?
Could you use your indoor voice?
Sorry. This is the rules. If anyone...
You're in that voice, sorry, and shout again.
If anyone says, this is stupid, or that's an easy question, right? Listen, this is the rules. Point deducted.
No, 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 no.
Owen!
No. You can't censor dissent, right? You can't just...
Wrong.
No, you can't.
You can book it.
You get booked for it.
You get booked for dissent.
Well, I don't want to be part
of the referee.
Please.
If the descent is too much, you'll get booked.
Okay. Daniel yeah. Judge.
So the quiz master is such a...
I'll give him the wing.
You're such a useless quiz master. You've had to outsource
it's an assistant referee. It's an assistant referee. He has the flag on.
I need to walk away now because there will be a descent.
He's had to call you useless.
Let the referee begin.
That's not yellow.
Not yellow.
Okay.
I've never seen someone get booked before the whistle. You got booked in the lineup.
Right. Blow the whistle.
Right, here we go.
Calvin. Which two countries declared war on Germany after it invaded Poland?
England and France.
1-0. Owen.
Yep. Solid start for Calvin straight out the traps. An easy one to warm up. How will Owen respond?
What is the chemical symbol for gold?
Oh, what tough one.
You should know this, bro.
You don't know your precious metals.
Mm-mm. You keep doing it vulgar, yellow. He's thinking. And can I pause the game? I'm going to pause the game. I'm now just giving Owen time to think. I'm putting a pause in. There's a 15-minute-second maximum.
15-minute-second maximum.
15 seconds.
You can't handle the pressure.
Am I panicking? I'm not even in it. I get nervous for you. Speak playing on it.
He speaks to the wind in his voice.
We can't just have silence when Owen's thinking, so you need some kind of golf commentary.
No, commentate.
Okay.
I'm not taking that away from you. You're not even listening.
You just did.
You're not listening to me. You're my assistant.
Okay.
Listen. 15 seconds.
He's living this life, bro, isn't he? 15 seconds. All right, will I time it for you, sir?
Start the nail, please.
Start the nail? He's had 40
chemical
seconds.
Chemical symbol for gold.
I don't know.
K.
How did you not know this?
K is potassium.
I thought you was both would have got this. AU vodka. You know, it's in the gold bottle.
Don't drink vodka.
You don't drink vodka either, Terrence.
No, but he drinks whiskey.
That's not the same. Bro, you drink
vodka. Right, can we get a recap after the fourth round, please? What's the score? Owen, what's the score? Owen, what's the score?
Have a word, room. Have a word.
That's poor sportsmanship. I think that should be a half.
Calvin, that's your first tick. Any more of that and you'll be booked.
So Calvin's on half.
He's going to put him down now, Pad, not putting his number in.
A couple of ticks.
Yes. Right, you ready?
So can we just get clarification? Calvin's on half a point now, is he?
No, you got a warning. You got a warning.
I thought we all started.
You had a word.
No, we all started off on minus half point.
No.
So he's on half point.
You're on a half point, he's right.
At least I'm in the positives. I'm not in the negatives.
If that was the other way around, he'd have been saying, now we have point before we... But I won't get involved. I already did, didn't I? Too late.
Go on, Terrence.
Are you ready? What's the hardest natural substance on earth? And I made this one harder.
Diamond.
2-0? 1.5-0?
I want to just give him... Like, these are...
Darren, have a word.
Are we going to put up with this?
On any more of that and you will get
Darren, in fact, that's a legitimate
just go
criticism.
Away go away
criticism.
Go away.
I'm getting
thank you
periodic
that's we leave it there.
You're getting your periods by the sound of it,
Calvin.
Hey
second tick for
how
Calvin.
Many ticks does he need?
Three.
Three of them sitting in front of me.
If you get a yellow card you lose a half a point. Red card you lose a
full point.
Red card for a point. Yellow card's a half point. He's 1.5-0. Calvin.
No,
it's Owen.
Owen, what's the only continent where coffee grows naturally?
He is getting very hard questions.
That's hard. You, I'll book you.
Can't book me.
He's 10 seconds left.
Can I just...
checking deep in the recesses.
Africa.
Yeah.
It was one or the other.
Neither of those are countries.
No, he said continent.
He said continent. Check the tape. He said country.
Why would Owen Brennan, if he said what country, why would Owen Brennan say South America?
And the assistant referee.
Yeah, listen to me, right?
You're dressed all in black like a referee as well. Or are you going to do a post office?
He's 1 point.
He's dressed like a lifeboat.
But I can guarantee you he's going to get a yellow card at some stage with excitement. Right?
He's one away from yellow. You've got two ticks.
Off your phone.
I'm quiet.
On the phone.
No, he's not. He's not getting a yellow.
Very lenient.
Oh, that sounds like your question. The referee.
Who wrote the Odyssey? Calvin.
Oh, I know this.
Is the structure better now?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I'm going to say Joyce.
It's Homer.
Homer.
Oh. Yeah.
Two boys got it.
Yeah.
1.5 nil still.
No, 1.5 to minus 0.5.
It is minus 0.5 actually.
Well,
you're close to being minus one. Just because
I haven't got any ticks.
My own has no ticks.
No, but he got smart before.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get a tick for it though.
No, but we started on minus 0.5.
Owen.
Yep.
Why are you shouting at him? He's right there.
Suspense. In what year was the first iPhone released?
Great question.
He doesn't get this. The holidays at the new one terribly.
2008.
Oh, seven. I swear I'd punch your head in.
I'm shocked.
Who declared war on Germany? Who wrote the Odyssey?
Game into disrepute.
Was that middle one he got?
That might be the center.
And I just say, I would have guessed 07 there.
Yeah, well, it was 07 or 08.
Well, it was 07.
Don't wait till you're answering questions.
Calvin.
Yes, Terrence.
And what year was the Chernobyl disaster?
That's a hard question now.
No, very serious.
No. Do you know this one?
Yeah. Subject.
Can you write down?
Yes, the
year. Write down the year. Yeah.
You can't even spell definitely.
Good, can you?
Yeah, I can, man. I just didn't get a chance.
I want to see him write down that year first, because how easy he thinks this is.
Right, you're down to 8 seconds.
I know. Yeah.
Three.
Show Terrence to make sure that you actually have put something down, because I don't trust you.
Two.
1984.
Both wrong, boys.
1987.
Oh, sir. 86, boys.
Oh, what did you say?
85.
Oh.
That was close. No points scored.
Owen.
You.
In what country was the first modern Olympic Games held? We heard a thought over there. He's close to yellow.
I was on this move like this.
Okay, it was just cheeky.
Modern Olympic Games.
Oh, I know what that is. There's only one real answer, Owen.
Greece?
Yeah. So it's 1.5 to 0.5, boys.
Feeling the pressure, Calvin?
Feeling the pressure. I'm not even going to say
anything. Imagine losing two quizzes in a row.
Because I respect the officials.
Be dissent here.
I respect the officials.
That's not the
respect the officials.
I'm going to give him a half point if he keeps down.
Okay, relax. It's calm down. Everyone keep
You have to give me a tick before you start throwing around half points.
Yeah, he has no ticks yet. And
no, he's right.
Calvin's two ticks.
Two? Mm. Okay. Owen is...
You're on thin ice there, pal.
Yeah, well, at least I'm in the positives. You've just got here, so relax yourself.
Which city is known as the mother city of South Africa?
It's a 50-50. I'm going to say Joburg.
Wrong.
Cape Town. Yeah, it's 50-50.
I think this is hard. I need my assistant. I hard enough to get him.
That's very hard.
Why are you trying to get me? No, you see there, you see.
No, because you're that clever. You're that clever.
Just bias up.
You're clever.
Play on. Rick. Play on. Play on.
He's calling
advantage.
He's calling corruption.
Advantage.
He's calling corruption.
Shep Blatter.
He's at the same time.
3 seconds after the question.
No, let me break it down for him real quick. I hold you in such a high regard that I can't ask you something too easy.
That's not the way you...
He literally just said the words rigged. He said the words rigged.
I said bias.
Well,
I'm going to...
No, you said rigged.
Keep talking, you lose a point. Owen, who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
What you say, that would be a hard one. See what I mean? That's why I didn't want to ask it.
Calvin.
He didn't even take a
letting that lead slip, Calvin.
No, but I tell
Kevin me. Keegan's you know Newcastle over here.
What year did the Berlin Wall fall?
Oh, it's an easy one.
It's not easy.
It's easy if you know
it. No, it's down longer than it was up anyways. The Berlin Wall came down in 1989.
You.
2.5 to 1.5? He's close. Have a word.
Have a word.
In the opposition fans like that.
Where was he the weekend?
High Rocks.
Where was that?
Berlin. Oh, bollocks.
Yeah. What's the scores?
2.5 to 1.5. Owen, who's the first female Prime Minister of the UK?
Margaret Thatcher.
Is that easy, yeah?
Yeah, 2.5, sorry.
Bollocks. Well, I thought like you would have said like Queen Elizabeth the 19th or something.
Why would I say that?
Game of basketball.
Why would the Queen be a Prime Minister? That hasn't been 19.
I wouldn't mind. This is the most disciplined I've probably ever been in my whole life. I wasn't this disciplined in school.
Fairness, you're on for the yellow.
But I've been quiet, haven't I?
Next word out of your mouth is a yellow.
Yellow is a
should've got a yellow for that last.
Oh, and you're close to a yellow.
I have to get a tick first.
No, you don't. I'll step in with a yellow.
Has Owen had any tick?
If it's bad enough, yeah.
If it's bad enough, it's
you get a straight yellow.
You get a straight red too.
I'd love a straight red.
Oh.
Oh, and that is dissent.
Is that a yellow? One more tick.
Oh, he doesn't have a tick yet.
Last tick he's on.
Oh, he doesn't have a single tick.
He's going to the last one though. Put him on the last one. He's
I
didn't like that.
You can't.
Send me off, he said. If I was a referee in a real match, I'd send you off the bat. I would.
If you were a referee, you'd have Alsatians.
Are you slagging me?
Remember that referee?
Yeah, Paul the Celtic ref.
Calvin, you like your 30s and all, yeah?
Womber.
Let's see how much you like them. Who's known for the 30 of evolution?
Ah, easy.
Is it?
Take a deep breath. Charles Darwin.
How do you know that? Right, Owen, if you miss your Lewis.
If Owen doesn't get this, I win.
Yeah.
Show me what you're going
to
ask now.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring you into this.
Can I just...
It has to be on level with that one,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
What's that?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Sorry.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah, he invented the telephone.
You would have got that.
I think Darwin's one of the easiest questions you could ever get, really.
Thanks. I would have never get... You could have given me a million names, I'd have never got that, but...
You're going to bluff your way to an easy question, I know you are. This is like the definitely.
Yeah, well, definitely worked.
Yeah, easy. Now,
spell it now, I'll give you a half a point.
Easy. I think this one.
I tried to spell it last weekend.
He gets that. This is an unofficial question.
No, hang on. You can't have give a question.
You've lost control again.
No, he's not. This is. I'm putting this out there for the real.
This is his question.
No, it's not. Do you want me to ask him this one?
And then what happens?
Why is he involved in the decision making process?
Yeah, he can't be involved.
Then you shouldn't be allowed to ask a question and be like, let's see how his reaction is.
No, that's not what I was doing. I was proving a point to Darden that this is a very easy question.
Okay.
And it's not the question. But I can ask him this as the main question if you want.
I want him.
You want this to be the main question?
Yeah.
What's the capital of Australia?
Canberra.
Thank you.
No problem.
Right, 3.5. That was too easy for him. I told you this.
I don't think so. I thought that was hard.
We had a discussion about that outside Vicar Street a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
When we were filming that promo for the Borgar.
Regardless of that, you would have still got it.
And the capital of Canada.
Borgar Stadium.
Yeah,
and the capital of Brazil.
The way,
right, there's some time wasting going on here. Let's speed it along.
That was a waste. Calvin, who painted the Starry Night?
Van Gogh.
Would you have got that?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you that one instead of the Canberra one.
This is TVX, so people get to see a lot more than what they get in a normal episode. Owen was in Amsterdam last week, so he would have got that.
Didn't go to that museum though.
Doesn't matter. I didn't go to the Berlin Wall.
It's not there anymore. They knocked it down in 1989.
There's some of it still there. Yeah, that was a guess, by the way. That was some guess.
Very good guess.
Owen has to get this. This is a sudden death.
I'm going to need Darren to vet this if it's...
No, he's not involved in...
He literally said the capital of Australia would be too hard.
So even though, last question, even though your advice was the question was too hard, you still gave it to me.
No, I
there
asked.
Is,
cause Calvin said,
unconscious bias at play.
He said it'd be too easy. I said that's too easy for him.
And then Calvin said, "Nah, ask me, because I don't believe it."
Let me see what you're going for.
What do you think? I want him to win.
You're acting like it.
I don't want anyone to win except for us. The referees are a good
referees union over
good
there.
Good performance.
You're getting away with murder. We have two ticks against your name just for asking questions.
I'm only saying something.
No, one is
he's distracted.
Yeah. Behind the referee's back. Yeah. Off the ball felt. Yeah, right.
No, I'm at going to a wall then. We'll ask him that one anyway.
You're pulling people's hair when the ref's not looking and all.
Yeah, like Vinny Jones over there, bro.
Walking backwards, standing on big toes.
What was your man's name in the World Cup who spit at the other fella? The Dutch fella.
Rudy Voller spat at Frank Rijkaard.
Yep, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew you'd know that, Owen. That's what you were doing.
I'm asking this.
Second round at the San Siro.
No, that's...
Go for it, Terrence. Back yourself, Terry.
No, that's... No one... That's not general knowledge.
Come on now. Listen to that.
That's,
he's saying you can't even say
also,
that
in the last quiz, Calvin got a question that wasn't general knowledge. It was a maths quiz or a maths problem.
Still got it wrong.
You did, but the point stands.
The other ones are too easy then.
I'm not, this isn't the question, this for the room. It's stupid. It's like, who directed Pulp Fiction, boys?
Quentin Tarantino.
Exactly. Oh, and you want me to ask one of them?
No, you wanted to ask, what was Einstein's first wife, Mary Mitchell's?
What was her job?
Fuck off, that's ridiculous.
Did you not that get is that? Ridiculous.
He said to tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, Owen, that's dissent. You're getting booked for that.
4.5 to 4.
Owen, am I going to give you two yellows? Two ticks.
Straight red.
No, that's two ticks.
Please give me a straight red.
Owen, you're going to get a third tick.
Oh, this is a dad my way out of here.
A third?
Love in the chest.
It's like Joey Byrne.
Owen, that's a tre. Straight red. Am I telling you to hit me? That's a trick.
It's like Joey Barton. Get sent off, take one, then we take around kicking and loafing people on the way off the pitch.
What gas do plants absorb from the atmosphere, Alan? That's your question.
It's a very difficult question.
No, it's not. Carbon dioxide.
Is it, yeah? You mind your business. What question do I'm asking?
All right. The referees union has spit. You've lost control again.
I'm not
controlling your quiz.
You can't and scream your referees with your team.
I'm at the losing control. I'm
you
like
get a tick.
I'm like the Nottingham Forest owner.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming out of the pitch.
Yeah.
Why does that happen? I get.
That kind of criticism should be kept behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to respect if you don't even respect each other?
Like Phil Brown on the pitch.
I'm Nuno here.
Public council.
Oh, yeah. Are you
you're horrible cunt.
That's it. Oh, that's it.
What's even happening?
I think they're
Calvin.
About to get sent off.
Too close or red. Help me. How can you send me off? I'm running the show.
Sack me. I made the BBC.
I'm just looking over here at your assistant and he looks on his
phone.
He's
ringing the police. He's had to ring in the guard. I'm getting assaulted. Calvin, what separates? What mountain range separates Europe and Asia? Red or red?
You're gone.
Me?
Yeah.
You can't send me off.
I
run the show.
Get out.
You can't.
I can.
I can't send Chris Doyle off.
You have to leave.
That's not how this works. What separates?
You know, you have to leave. Out.
Hello. How long am I off for? It's a shim bin.
2 minutes. Come back 25 past. 3 minutes. Go. Out.
I haven't the patience for that.
You're not allowed in the vicinity of the room.
He just said he hasn't the patience for this.
Away from the playing area. Out.
Yeah, I'm on the side now.
This is like, he's Duffin Daly Mount Park. That's what he's doing. Right, Darren Grindel. How are you, Darren?
I am the quiz master now.
Look at me, I am captain now.
No.
You're not the quiz master.
You've been out.
You've
got 2 minutes. No, you have to get out.
Yeah, because I asked this question, he has to finish
what?
It.
What? Okay.
This is Guy O'Hand, boys.
Studio
Ed. Way too out of hand. How fresh does Ed look, boy? Ed from last week.
Handsome.
He was sent off for about 10 seconds.
Ed, we're in the middle of doing a quiz.
It's sudden death, and the quiz master has just been sent off.
I got sent off. He rang the guard at a minute ago.
Are you in the quiz? Apparently so.
I'm not.
The last one. Danger money.
This is great.
Ed just said he's not editing this.
Last one took me a month.
If you don't leave, I'll leave. You've been sent off.
I'm at the spending time on the sideline.
Spent 7 seconds out there and then burst back in.
Calvin, what mountain range separates Europe and Asia?
I'm just going to say the Himalayas.
No. Oral Mountains.
That was a hard one.
You that was hard.
That was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard. There's no need to insult me though.
I didn't insult you.
That's a tick.
Hey,
what did he say?
I said he wouldn't have got that.
That's not a tick on.
That's a tick if you keep on trying to get him sent off.
You don't decide.
It's like you're calling for yellows.
You decide what ticks are. I decide what ticks are.
Ed, do you want to contribute? Do you want to let Ed surprise quizzer? He asked
the
two questions.
Substitution. Then you're gone. From the Referees Association, Ed, have you got time to take a seat for a minute? Please. Then you're gone. Get your shin guards on, Ed. And I hope you have a flag.
Why is the referee... Only in your quiz would the referee need shin guards. That is how little control you have over the quiz.
No, extra control.
I just want to thank you for putting me in a very awkward political situation there, replacing my boss with...
Do you know what? Some of the best thing about it is the two of them done like a little high five handshake and Ed is at touching the ground, kissing him, blessing himself, walking in there. Yeah.
So at the moment, they started off...
Here we go.
They started off on
it's
zero.
It's death.
Yeah, they started off on 0.5 each because they got smart each before they started, right?
Number Wang.
Now it's What score is it? You got that question wrong. So if Owen gets this question right, he wins.
Oh.
But it has to be a hard question.
Yeah, of course. And if he gets smart one more time, he's getting a yellow card. That's a half point deducted. And if he gets smart one more time, it's a straight red.
And do you then pass it on?
No.
If he doesn't get it, if he doesn't know the answer.
No, pass on.
Okay.
It's a very confused quiz.
Last week I lost control of the room, man. I lost the room, yeah?
What was this?
This week I'm at the... Hey! You're close to a yellow. This week I'm at the losing control again. I don't know what happens to me. I lose the run of myself. I'm trying to get it back. Dagen Cleary was now. He rang the police twice.
Did he?
The quiz, yeah.
Speed dial.
He doing three numbers.
So just watch their eyes and all. If they put an out and book them.
Sorry, what is my job here?
Just to keep your eye
out. Oh, okay, keep an eye, yeah.
You're the assistant referee.
Okay.
Yeah, you're assistant ref. Alright?
Okay, assistant, I'll take it.
Yeah. Owen, what's the longest river in Asia? Book him. Book him.
He just lost half a
point. Why? For what?
No, he didn't say it. He did this. He threw his arms up. I'm not accepting
it's allowed. It's allowed.
All right. Wait, since when do you make the rules?
Since I was assistant referee.
True.
Thank you.
He has to have a say. He has to have a say, Owen.
He'll be in the door and...
8 seconds, Owen. 3, 2...
Oh, no, I'm going to get thrown. The Ganges.
No. Yangtze River. Did you know that? Yeah.
The Yellow River, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah. This quiz is going off for way too long. Ed, you might have a lot to cook.
That's what I told you to do. Anyway, carry on. I did say...
You're questioning the referee's decision
new
again.
New penalty shootout format instead of first to three or whatever.
Too late, we're here. I'm with her.
It is definitely too
late. We're here. It's like getting into the 118th minute of a match and going, look,
you should have went to penalties. Yeah.
Should have just went to penalties. Well, bollocks. Too late, we're in the 118th. Run down that line.
There'll be no time for voice notes.
They will.
Nah, they want the quiz, dude. We'll get one voice now in. They want the quiz. Lee is in the gaff rubbing the hands together.
Lee's had to get in double his value. Yeah. Lee, you want to revolute us 4 quid.
You want quid per quiz at this stage.
I seen that on Twitter. Those people, I shared Sam Miller's episode on Twitter and people were commenting that quiz got out of hand and all. I was like, this fella was in the rat. What are you listening to the quiz for?
I didn't seem to hear this.
Lankesh wasn't this bad.
This is less tense than the Troubles.
Referees are at the getting to the door thinking the police on the way you
than the hunger strikes.
Will you ask the next question?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. That wasn't directed
like
at you.
No, that's fine.
Don't let him speak to me like that.
Do you know what this is like? Do you know why people have like nuclear arsenals but no one ever uses it? It's just a threat of having a nuclear arsenal.
How's this like that?
Because they won't fucking book anyone.
Right, this one, boys, these are probably too easy for you, but I have to ask them down to the last 290 questions or something. Which band released the album Dark Side of the Moon album?
Pink Floyd.
Owen, who's the Roman goddess of love?
Venus.
That's, bro, you're educated. I'm going to give you that. Fuck me, man. There's no need for you to know that, but. Calvin, which trees produce acorns?
Chestnut.
Oak. Final panel.
That's like slipping as you kick the ball.
John Terry, what year was the Woodstock Music Festival held? Book him. Book him. That's a yellow.
I've nothing to lose. Me bollocks.
You're getting a yellow card.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck. Shove your quiz up your hole.
He's on. Red card. 3.5 for him. Yeah. For him.
If Owen gets this right, he's won it.
Yeah, anyways, but he's down to 3.5. Even if Owen hits the bar, he's a point behind them.
What is it going on? Give us a question. Or your answer.
1969.
Yeah.
I'll smash this phone, I will. It's a load of bollocks. I don't care. No, I don't give a bollocks.
I don't.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
I don't think I can do a quiz.
No.
I don't think I can do a quiz.
Fella literally said 4 questions ago, send me off, please.
For the love of God.
Listen to me.
Bring it back. You did ask me to send it off.
We're finished. No more. Ed, do me a favour. Ed, genuinely, I will revolute you 10 quid.
Oh, thanks.
If you can put a quiz together for next week.
I will.
You don't. Do you know what, Terence?
You have to participate in the quiz.
No, I don't. I'm happy in the role I'm in.
What role? What is your role?
Quizmaster referee.
Referee? Do you know what? As I said, shove it up your hole.
It's better threatening with a red card than the quiz is over. Like this long.
Threatening me with a red card? You asked for a red card.
Losing 2 in a row is more than enough punishment for me.
I didn't lose.
In fairness,
two in a row. And I was, what, 2 or 3 points behind at one stage?
2 contentious decisions.
The first quiz, I said, I have to come back.
He was asked, what's the capital of Australia?
But Dan clearly asked.
You were asked, who wrote Dark Side of the Moon?
No, we didn't.
Can I?
He was asked, what band released the album Dark Side of the Moon? If you are paying attention to the quiz. No, it's not the same thing. Who wrote All Along the Watchtower? Jimi Hendrix. No, it was Bob Dylan.
Listen.
Very different.
So let me explain to you, Ed.
Do you like that, Ed? Good knowledge, that, isn't it?
Savage.
Can I just say, boys, this has been my favourite TBX episode so far.
Yeah. right, a voice now here. Yes. I think this is... It was Lee who asked the quiz, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
hey. Is this him again?
Well, lads, Lee from Offy back again here. That was a good quiz. Terry, not so much good quiz master. That needs a bit of work. I think for now we should just stick to forgetting Coosie's birthday and collecting caterpillars or whatever you like to do. Good on you, pal. Sound, lads?
Ed,
yeah, he's going to have a field day when he listens to this.
Ed, first of all, do you see what I mean when I get aggressive?
See, once you give him one, give him an inch, these people.
Yeah. And the taking.
Give him one quiz.
Yeah.
The sass on that.
Well, just so he has no clue there's another quiz coming thanks to him. He's in for a tree.
Whizageddon.
That Lee fella's like Oppenheimer. He's had to open up a can of worms.
He's power hungry.
We're not putting that genie back in the bottle. Yeah. This is it now. Lee, we're just going to have a quiz every week.
Lee, let me know about my performance this week. Was I better? Was it worse? give me
You don't need Lee to tell you that.
I thought I did all right, but go on.
This is a load of bollocks.
Hi, good night from... Fingers or glass, I don't depend. Who's asking, I suppose. I was out on a walk there and you guys keep me company in my ears. And I had to walk by the Johnson Mooney and O'Brien factory, fresh bread. And
yep.
I had to walk by the Manhattan factory, fresh popcorn.
No way.
So what smell is it? And obviously they're both smell massive. So what smell is it that would draw you in? Like a food smell where you just go, I have to go in there. What is it? Mine was obviously popcorn and bread.
She's had to give him two great jokes.
Fingers crossed, Evan, whatever. One of the episodes I was listening to, you were talking about weird food combos. Have you ever, probably not, tried fresh Brendan's bread, real butter, banana, it has to be a fresh banana, and a packet of potato. It's lovely, I promise you. And then just this week's TBX episode, yes, we're having a little harmless giggle about your mom with the mocha chocolate. Have you ever listened to yourselves on 0.5 speed? Yeah. I did at the very, very start when you were back in your kitchen listening, and I did it by accident, but it's very funny. You should do it. It's Elaine again. Fingers, glass knob, whatever. Do any of you have that thing where if somebody says words, you automatically reverse the start of them? So I was listening to an article there, listening to whatever news piece, and it said drug smuggling, and my head automatically went smug drugglin. And there's a radio show out there, and it's Graham and Nathan, and I automatically go Nane and Graytham. It's so annoying. Like, do you ever have something that annoys you about yourself? That's what I do to myself. One of the things that annoys me.
There's two that come to my mind straight away.
You did it earlier.
I did it earlier about two names. A thrown star was one of them instead of a stone throw, and Haim Rayless. No, let me do that. Let me go.
Haim.
Yeah.
Did you say hail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of going hail, rain or snow, I'm a country going hail, rain or snow. It's a country.
Ed, can I just say, when she was talking about the sandwich with the crisps and the banana, you were giving a nod. It's like, yeah.
You know what else? I'll be honest with you why I was nodding. I'm not sure if I'll keep this in.
Elaine, BBX, you have to.
Elaine sounds hot.
Okay, cut that.
Yeah. No, we'll give him that. Do you ever hear some of the sounds?
You just know.
Come here, can I just say, I don't trust her. I don't trust her. She doesn't even know where she's from.
Yeah, they're the best ones. But Elaine, sorry, no, don't cause any offence, but you sound like a smoker.
Ed, what do you think about bananas and sandwiches?
Yes.
Ed said, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crisps and a banana and a sandwich.
But anything Elaine proposes, I am 100% backing.
Okay. Right, there you go.
For that, Ed, great input.
I pick out of the bread and the popcorn, I think I picked the smell of the popcorn. It's the best thing about going to the pictures.
Smell of popcorn is sensational, boys.
Any more?
Chloe has sent us
Chloe.
A screenshot of an article that says Leitrim is the fourth worst place to survive a zombie apocalypse in Ireland.
Hell, I'd say it's the best.
Open spaces, Owen.
Can we have is there a list of the best places? I think we had this question before, Owen, and I said I'd go to the Skelligs down in Kerry.
But how do you survive? You have to get all your food out there. You could fish.
Yeah, you could start farming. No, the Western authorities are having poor land, isn't it?
Can they swim, them yokes?
Zombies?
Yeah.
No.
That's been fish. Depends what film you're in.
Over to that island, bro.
Lambay.
Lambay?
Yeah. Over there.
Eat the wallabies.
I'd go there, bro. Remember when we were on the run, I said I was going there as well?
Yeah, remember we were like, I'm going to have a festival.
Why
yeah.
have we not gone there yet?
Do you want to go, bro?
Yeah, let's go.
You're at the getting too out of hand. You want to be out in public with us and all day long.
for a man who wants to conceal his identity, it's going to be like, there's Terence and Calvin and some middle class looking man.
How's things, lads? Glenn from Ballymun back again. I was just saying the newsletter there about Terry doing his Terry test. Obviously, we're all hoping he's passed, yeah. But if he has passed, I've just thought of a great idea for a bit of video content for TBX. So what I want to say, and I'm sure a lot of people want to say, is both Owen and Calvin giving Terry driving lessons when he gets his out learner's permit there.
Fairness.
I like that
idea. It was already put to me by Seifra.
A couple
of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, we said, I think we should get cameras out and record you doing your lessons.
Yeah.
I'd be up for it.
We up for it, boys?
Yeah. I'm not going on camera, obviously.
You can just sit in the back with a cap on.
I'm driving instructor.
Yeah,
so no. You're just wearing mics.
I'll just sit behind you.
Yeah, sit behind
his obviously.
You
know, yeah. As him down around.
Give him a wet willy. Give him a wet willy. Yeah.
But Jerry, you have.
Don't forget to press the clutch, you fool.
Wait, there's a story. Come here. For this 4 year old month, when he's going to start teaching us bunking into places, start costing extra every month.
I told you this already, Owen. I told you there's a bit of content in that we could branch off and start charging people. A fella messaged me yesterday evening, leaving the podcast studio. How do you bunk into the point? I couldn't get tickets to WWE. And I just wrote back and I said, mate, go home, will you? WWE. Imagine bunking into WWE. It'll wait me.
Who's this from? Drive through Kildare when Dublin are in an All-Ireland final, then tell me they're not Colchis.
Yeah.
Oh, good show.
And he says, Terry is way too easy to wind up.
I disagree.
Leading on from the last episode about the fake news story of Terry offering the Garda two tickets to the Borgosh.
It wasn't fake.
It was fake.
I had my car seized a couple of weeks ago. I was fined, got two penalty points for not having a fully licensed driver with me, and I had to pay the towing fee. So if you have a roll of tickets for the Borgosh show, they're going begging, I'll take them off your hands to bribe the Garda next time.
I would look after someone with that if I got them out of that hole on.
She says the voice note was like when influencers are nonchalantly begging for sponsorship from brands. The guards are hoping Terry's going to pop into Bridewell with tickets for all the staff. Good chance, I'd say.
That what? That I'm going in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his daily routine anyways.
Hey, will you?
Drop in, say hello. All right, lads, want that in the coffee shop?
Yeah. Hey, it's Terry. Norman, cheers.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they're cracking down. I told you this already. Getting fined up hanging on double yellows at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think you get penal points as well if you don't have an end plate up on these days. Owen,
yeah.
Before we wrap up, what's a culchi in your definition?
Ooh. See, I would say it's anyone from from a rural area.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily say everyone from Meath or Kildare is culchi, but I know people like our esteemed colleague Ed here.
Would you say somebody from Leakslip's a culchi?
No.
There you go. Leakslip's and
Kildare. Yeah, but these men are extremists. They think everybody.
We're purists.
Fundamentalists, yeah.
No, we're purists.
Everyone not from their own little corner of Dublin is...
It's harsh.
That's harsh.
You do.
That's very condescending, that is.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You two don't know what condescending means.
That's
condescending.
That's definition of the word condescending. No, clip. Clip.
Yeah. That's sarcasm.
And on that bombshell.
Right, is that it now?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks to Owen and Blanche for his 4 euro. That's all.
Owen and Blanche.
It's a different Owen.
Who's Owen and Blanche?
Just he's a big fan, and he's done thank you for his 4 euro.
And
hang on, you were stopped in fucking Tolga Park, and someone gave you 4 quid and said, "Hey, there's 4 euro cash. Give me a shout out on TBX."
I have my own reasons. I have my own reasons, which I don't need to go into.
Did we get
sorry. There's someone who needs a shout out. Gareth Flynn sent us in a package to say thanks for TBX. And he sent us in 2 personalised mugs. There's a picture of me on mine, picture of Terry on his. It'd be weird if it was different. Yeah. But he sent me a bag of coffee beans, and he sent Terry
a fuzzy worm,
aka a caterpillar. So shout out the guy. We appreciate it, mate. Thanks very much.
And he wrote on my cup, "I love fuzzy worms."
Right, I'm going off to work on a quiz for next week.
Right. No, for who?
For you two.
No, I'm not doing any quiz. Take us out. Boom. Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.